We continue to talk about the after effects of all of that rain. If I never hear atmospheric river again in my life, that will be okay. Stay tuned for next week on that, though. First off, we're going to check in with Chris Montgomery. She is one of the spokespeople for the Emergency Operations Center for the County of Sonoma. Chris, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Pat.
Let's talk about shelters first. Do we know at this point, Chris, how many evacuees took advantage of the shelters set up in Sonoma County?
We have two shelters set up, one in Sebastopol and one in the center of the fairgrounds. There were overnight there were 15 people in Sebastopol and about 55 in the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds.
I think that speaks
location.
to the reality that a lot of people on the Russian River stayed put, especially those who have been here for a long, long time. Do you happen to know, Chris, whether there are any needs at the shelters for the people who are housed there?
I think there is donation information on the Sonoma County Recovery page for folks to find out if there are any needs in the shelters. But as far as I know, things are going along fine, and the shelters are handling the groups that are coming in.
Very good. What is the EOC working on today?
Okay, well, we are pleased to say that that overnight things were fairly quiet, no rescues during the night. So we are watching the waters recede and very glad about that. It's going a little slower than we hoped, so we believe that it may be another 24 hours before some of the roads are opened. And we are cautioning people, again, as always, safety first, safety, safety, safety. Please do not go into the areas that have been evacuated. Do not drive through deep water. Turn around, don't drown, is the phrase we're using.
Yeah, I want to know whoever came up with that at the beginning of this, because that's ridiculous. I get the notion behind it, and we can see just over the course of the last 48 hours that people do not pay as much attention to those signs and closed streets as they ought to, but that slogan in particular, I don't know.
Well, I think people are probably frustrated. They want to get back home, as we totally get that. And the nice weather that seems to be happening today is also causing people to believe that that must mean
right.
The roads are clear.
Yep.
And that's not the case. The river is receding again more slowly than we had hoped. And so we want people to be safe. We want our emergency rescue crews to be able to get out to the areas that they need to get out to. So it's really important and vital that people stay off the roads.
What are the requirements, Chris, for lifting the mandatory evacuations?
Safety, of course, and that we have been able, we do want to inspect the roads, for example, bridges, the water, when it flows over roads, can go into cracks and cause holes. It can go under the roads. So again, we're looking at safety issues and that no down power lines, things like that, that are, it's all about keeping people safe.
Are outside agencies on hand to assist?
We do have outside agencies working with us, in particular the sheriff's, local fire, and police are on the scene, but we also have CHP, and the National Guard has been helping with rescues as well.
Yeah, we noticed by the amphibious vehicles and a lot of boats and helicopters landing on places like Main Street in Guerneville and River Road just outside of Guerneville that there are some other agencies helping out. How long would you expect the Emergency Operations Center to remain open?
At least through Saturday. As we move hopefully towards people getting to go back home, we will be giving out information about what to look for so that they can stay safe, but also how to begin that recovery process.
Yeah.
And so we will be continuing probably to work through Saturday at least, if not longer. You may have heard, and I'm sorry to use this phrase, but there's another atmospheric river.
Yes, I did
there's
hear that,
another
Chris,
one
yes.
coming in
yeah.
Around Monday, and we don't expect this new storm to be anywhere near what we've been experiencing. But again, the weather is unpredictable, and we will be as prepared as we can. But the there's many areas where the soil is so saturated, the bigger worry will be mudslides.
Yeah, that soil's got to go somewhere, and you're right. It doesn't even, it's not even necessary for this next system or anything that follows it to be significant, but, we can't tolerate much more rain. We just
right.
can't tolerate it. Yeah, very right. good. Very good. Now, let me ask you, at what point will the office take a look at how the emergency notifications were made throughout the course of this thing?
I'm not sure. I'm sure there's always a debriefing, regardless of how big or small any kind of emergency is. We always want to know, how did we do? So we did do quite a lot of
yeah.
outreach. We learned a lot, obviously, from the fires. And we were able to do a lot of outreach, both in English and Spanish, online through places like KSRO. They're big help to get the information out to people.
And the saga continues. And as you said, your work is far from done. And Chris, would love to check in with you tomorrow morning once there has been a better opportunity weather-wise to take a look at the damage so far incurred and try to come up with some initial assessments of that. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Thank you for all you're doing to get the word out.
Happy to do it. That is Chris Montgomery, spokesperson for the Emergency Operations Center in Sonoma County.